Good morning. It is 8.02 a.m. on Friday, June the 28th, 2019. It's going to be a scorcher. And it's already 70 degrees. It's barely 8 o'clock. Sun is up. Sky is blue. Well, it's a lot of high-thin clouds up there. Cirrus stratus, probably. But the sun is hot this morning already. That first western march there, the long half mile between along 34th, was warm. But I am in the shade. I'm down in the holiday, in the holidays, in the hollows, down in the neighborhood. I got shade. I don't have breeze, but I got shade. So, moving on. Yesterday was tedious. I left at 9, I got back at noon, almost 12:30 really. So it was closer to 4 hours than 3, and I didn't manage to accomplish a damn thing. Because the Bank of Connecticut tells us one thing. The Bank of Colorado tells us something else. Neither of them are compatible. And we need to figure out how to make them the two banks, the two branches of the same bank, talk to each other to tell us what we need to do. So yeah, that was a frustrating day. A long ride. It was 100 miles round trip. Oh well. Today I need to make a grocery run again. I need a few things. But mostly I need to spend a little quality time with Cape Grace to see how close I can get this thing in the next 3 days. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Can I get it to the point where it's ready for beta readers? I don't know. Can I get it to the point where I'm ready for a second draft? That would be a big plus. I'll have to see what I can do with that. It's I got both walks in yesterday, and even though I was late posting, I did get them both in. I try to think of something else to talk about. I don't really have a lot. My brain is mostly in AIM Online. I've been experimenting. With some of the elf characters, because they're cheap, they're free. And I discovered a couple of things, not the least of which was that one of the characters that I thought was played out hasn't actually really started yet. So I got some room. They train really slow. The elves train at half the speed. And I'm sort of tempted to buy one of them. 1 million training points, skill point packages before they go away. But I'm not sure that I actually need them. So I'm trying not to spend any money I don't have to spend. I already spend way too much money on EVE Online per month. So yeah, there's that. I've been looking at the refinery, the moon miner, and figured out it costs about 3 million isk a day to keep it in fuel. And I realized that that's about half an hour worth of mining, just, you know, loose ore. I can make 3 million ISK, which will pay for the 120 fuel blocks it needs per day. Oh, that's a bit of noise. As if the motorcycle wasn't loud enough to have the radio blaring. Okay, to each his own, I guess. So there's that. I'm also doing a little work with there's a Newbie Mining Alliance, and I've been kind of playing around with them, and then it's really interesting to find this group that actually has, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 moon mining operations set up. And if you're in the alliance, you can pretty much go in and mine your heart's content. The difficulty is that it's a very risky place for new players. Although I did finally crack that code. Doing my due diligence on who's on what the most common enemies are using, and then protecting against that specifically, which gives me a lot more time to actually kill them off before they kill me. Come on up, get ready, stay with me. Monk post. So, yeah. I've been experimenting, playing with those. This is a good sign, because this means I'm really thinking about the space stories. I'm not thinking about the barbarian stories anymore. Which isn't true, I am. But I've got this other idea percolating around in the back of my head. Back into outer space. Back into the Western Annex. We'll see what happens. I gotta get Cape Greystone. I got 6 months left. I could still put out 4 books this year. But I've got to put out the second one so that I can make room for the third one so I can have time for the fourth one. After Cape Crest, they should be pretty straightforward. They're pretty... I don't have to fit them in any particular sequence. I don't have any preconceived notions about where they have to start or what they're going to do. I just need to throw words at a page. And I can do that. As long as I don't have to fit it together, I can do that. So, yeah. Excuse me. Beyond that, it's basically trying to watch weight, trying to deal with medical issues, trying to keep my head screwed on. Next week is going to be busy. I've got therapy on Monday. I've got a rheumatology appointment on Tuesday. Following week, I go to the dermatologist. My neck is still sore from where they stuck it a month ago, 3 weeks ago. Given the abuse it took, I guess I'm not really surprised. I don't heal as fast as I used to. Try to get into as much shade as possible here because I'm working up a sweat. Oh, Bosch is really... Speaking of working up a sweat, which made me think of walking on the treadmill at night where I sweat like a pig. And then I've really come to appreciate that evening walk. It's hard to explain. I do have to get these boots in and get them resoled though. Noticed the other day that I'm wearing the heels down to nubs. I gotta get it repaired before it does permanent damage to the boot itself. I've worn a lot of the Vibram, most of the Vibram, in fact, off the ball of the foot. But the heel is a problem. But, yeah, Bosch is a fascinating story. I mentioned season one. I don't know how many seasons there are. Watching it on Amazon Prime on the treadmill. I'm watching Lucifer on Netflix on the TV in the living room. Lucifer is pretty light. I'm not thrilled with the way Maze is developed. I suspect that it's a build-up to something else. But it feels a little over the top. I just watched All Hands on Deck yesterday. I don't know. That's still really predictable. Still really predictable. At least in terms of the main plot line, in terms of the murder and whodunit. Lucifer's characterization, on the other hand, even more than Amenaville's, is interesting. Particularly the way that they throw subtext in, the same subtext, in both the Lucifer and the Homicide of the Week. I noticed that on Scandal, that they were really good at the same subtext in parallel storylines. Which I get, I suppose. If you miss it in one, you'll pick it up in the other, maybe. I don't know. Did I actually turn the recorder on? Yes. Yes, I did. I'm almost back, so picking up it now is probably not the most useful discovery, had I discovered that it was not in fact turned on. The difference between sun and shade is so dramatic. And right here I've got a little bit of a breeze blowing in my face, which makes a big difference too. Ah. Okay, I'm coming up on it. The back gate. Point where I say, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.